This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at neuroprotection by spice-derived nutraceuticals, vitamin D and insulin resistance and bone loss, and finally, a review of the hypoalgesic effects of exercise. For HealthBeat, wishing everyone a happy new year, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 391. January 4th, 2013. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Numerous lines of evidence indicate that chronic inflammation plays a major role in the development of various neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, brain tumor, and meningitis. Why these diseases are more common among people from some countries than others is not fully understood, but lifestyle factors have been linked to the development of neurodegenerative diseases. For example, the incidence of certain neurodegenerative diseases among people living in the Asian subcontinent, where people regularly consume spices, is much lower than in countries of the Western world. Extensive research over the last 10 years has indicated that nutraceuticals derived from such spices as turmeric, red pepper, black pepper, licorice, clove, ginger, garlic, coriander, and cinnamon target inflammatory pathways, thereby may prevent neurodegenerative diseases. How these nutraceuticals modulate various pathways and how they exert neuroprotection are the focus of a recent review published in the journal Molecular Neurobiology. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. A recent study published in the journal European Journal of Clinical Nutrition looked at the association between vitamin D status and insulin resistance that has been less studied among Asians, and it remains elusive whether calcium could modify such an association. The authors of the study examined the association of serum 25 hydroxyvitamin D, known by its acronym 25-OHD, the concentrations of such with insulin resistance markers and the potential effect modification by calcium intake among a Japanese population. The study concluded that the author's findings suggest that low vitamin D status is associated with insulin resistance among Japanese adults. In another study, the effect of vegan diets on bone loss has not been studied fully. The aim of this study was to examine the association between veganism and bone loss in postmenopausal women. The study was designed by a prospective longitudinal investigation with 210 women, including 105 vegans and 105 omnivores. Among the 210 women who initially participated in the study in 2008, 181 women had completed the study and 29 women were lost to follow-up. Lower body weight, higher intakes of animal protein and lipid, and corticosteroid use were associated with greater rate of bone loss. There was no significant difference in beta-CTX and PINP between vegans and omnivores. The prevalence of vitamin D insufficiency in vegans was higher than in omnivores. The study concluded that the vegan diet did not have adverse effect on bone loss and fracture. Corticosteroid use and high intakes of animal protein and animal lipids were negatively associated with bone loss. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. The purpose of a recent article in the Journal of Pain was to examine the effects of acute exercise on pain perception in healthy adults and adults with chronic pain using meta-analytic techniques. Specifically, studies using a repeated measure designed to examine the effect of acute isometric, aerobic, and dynamic resistance exercise on pain threshold and pain intensity measures were included in this meta-analysis. The results suggest that all three types of exercise reduce perception of experimentally induced pain in healthy participants, with effects ranging from small to large depending on pain induction method and exercise protocol. In healthy participants, the mean effect size for aerobic exercise was moderate, while the mean effect sizes for isometric exercise and dynamic resistance exercise were large. In chronic pain populations, the magnitude and direction of the effect sizes were highly variable for aerobic and isometric exercise, and appeared to depend on the chronic pain condition being studied, as well as the intensity of the exercise. While trends could be identified, the optimal dose of exercise that is needed to produce hypoalgesia could not be systematically determined with the amount of data available. This article presents a quantitative review of the exercise-induced hypoalgia literature. This review raises several important questions that need to be addressed, while also demonstrating that acute exercise has a hypoalgesic effect on experimentally induced pain in healthy adults, and both a hypoalgesic and hyperalgesic effect in adults with chronic pain. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from James Cash Penny. Growth is never by mere change. It is the result of forces working together. For Chiropractic Online Today's Health Beat, again wishing everyone a safe, healthy, and happy new year, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.
I've got a feeling we could be serious.
Seven shades, I get off on screaming guitar. Don't need no glitter, no high.